Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of the Gaza Strip in Israel. The Palestinians say that they have a peace plan that they want the Israelis to consider. That's the headline. In a moment, David Dolan will come to this microphone to explain this Palestinian peace plan.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The Palestinian peace plan seems to be, we're not going to cooperate with anybody. Ultimately, we want to wipe out the Jewish state of Israel. That's not a peace plan. That's a declaration of killing every Jew you can get in sight, right?
Jimmy, this whole talk of a renewed peace plan really came from the United States, from the new Trump administration about a year ago. There's no peace process going on, Jimmy. The Palestinians are in total disarray. We had an attempt on the life of the Palestinian Authority Prime Minister Hamdallah in the Gaza Strip, a very powerful bomb. And the PA, Abbas and others, blamed Hamas for that. The Israelis are preoccupied with Lebanon and Syria and Iran and all that's going on there. And meanwhile, Jimmy, Israeli press reports are saying this week that a meeting on Tuesday at the White House, which was ostensibly to discuss the Gaza Strip and its aid problems and its financial problems, electricity problems, etc., that Greenblatt reportedly told the Arab participants that the Trump administration is going to quietly put to bed its peace proposal for now. And there's various reasons for that. Of course, one being Jared Kushner lost his White House top security clearance. The president has apparently realized that it's a much tougher issue, that he may believe in the art of the deal, but this is the deal that nobody's been able to make for decades, and they thought they'd made it so many times. The opportunities were there so many times. So it looks like the Trump administration has decided. This is what Israeli press reports again are saying. We haven't had the White House confirm this, that they have decided to quietly put the whole thing back on the back burner where it was, and the Israelis, I can tell you, would be thrilled with that because they see no chance of a peace treaty with the Palestinians at this time. It just being discussed causes more tensions and more terrorism and more anticipations that are not met. Better to just leave it unless there's a real chance of a breakthrough, which at the present time is approximately zero.
David Dolan with the details on the Palestinian peace plan. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. When you understand the Palestinian peace plan, you must understand it is a plan to kill the Jews and destroy the state of Israel. David Dolan is right. There is no plan to bring resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The ancient Jewish prophet Daniel revealed when there will be a peace, a pseudo-peace, in place. It will be at the beginning of the tribulation period. Daniel 9:27 reveals that the Antichrist will confirm the three peace treaties already on the table. That pseudo-peace plan is very soon to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...